Elaine, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a composer and a conductor, plus you also teach at the same time. You're a very busy woman.
Yes, I not only compose, but I do teach. I graduated from Drake University here in Des Moines, and I got a degree in music education. And so I have been teaching for about 9 years total. But throughout this time, I also just developed a love for composing, for writing and creating. And so it seemed just a natural fit for me to start sending some of my compositions to publishers several years back and sharing things with conductors. And through that, I've really just developed this passion for writing. And it's exciting to have these opportunities where I get to not only write the music, but then I get to work with the students and really see them breathe life into music for the first time. And I think that's what makes this festival so exciting for me, is not only do I write the music, but I get to work with the wonderful students that will be singing it as well.
And they have two of your works that they've been working on all this time. So tell us about the two works that will be featured. And one of the works you had previously composed, and it's called I Will Be a Child of Peace. Tell us about that work.
I Will Be a Child of Peace was actually my very first published piece, and it has two settings now, so it can be for mixed choirs with soprano, alto, tenor, bass, and then also for unchanged voices for soprano, soprano, alto choirs. And this piece is originated from this beautiful Shaker tune, this hymn. It's a prayer asking for peace and righteousness, and just its beautiful line and contour to it. And it was originally a cappella with no piano and just sung with no instrumentation. But I had the idea to transform it into something that even more people could enjoy by adding the soprano, alto, tenor, bass parts, by adding the piano accompaniment. And I'm excited to hear all 500 singers singing this together at the festival.
Now, for the piece that's going to have its premiere on April 6th and 7th, tell us about how you put this piece together and you actually found this poetry.
Yes, this piece came with a concept of really celebrating Iowa. So Barbara's having her 15th anniversary for the Heartland Youth Choir. And I, of course, am an Iowa composer. And we met together in the summer and we talked about the idea of also possibly finding an Iowa poet. And I went to our local Urbandale Library, and there's a collection from the Iowa Poetry Society of annual books that they put out called Lyrical Iowa. So I took some of these books home, and there was one poem that really struck me as not only being a beautiful poem, but having lots to say to speaking about Iowans and their resilience. And it was a beautiful text, and I thought it had a lot of musical potential that it could really inspire young singers as well. And that poem was originally entitled The Struggle, and it's about the Iowa Rose. And so I found this poem and I brought it to Barbara, and she immediately liked it and I was inspired by it. And so that really set the first sparks of inspiration to creating this new commissioned piece that would be performed for the Heartland Youth Choir Festival.
So this was written by another Elaine, Elaine Jungers from Sheldon,
yes,
Iowa. So tell us, how does your music represent her poem?
Well, I tried to take her poem, and first off, I like to determine kind of the rhythm and the meter of the words. And from there, oftentimes a melody will come to me, and a line and a shape to a phrase. And from there, I then try to piece together kind of the form of the composition and try to create harmonies that will also describe what's occurring. And so you'll hear the rose when it's unfolding. It's tighter melody, and then it gradually spreads farther within the vocal range, within the tessitura. And then the piano parts, oftentimes my piano parts are not simply accompaniments, but they're very complementary and they're very collaborative. And so the piano part's also grander and it's getting bigger. And then you can hear the wind coming through in the piano part. And then there's a minor section where it talks about the wind sweeps its ugly grip upon her, upon the rose, and then she defies it. And I think you hear that not only in the vocal parts, but then that piano parts really plays an equal partner in telling the story of this rose, this resilient rose that, yes, it's very, very beautiful, but there are elements that might be difficult for this rose and this person. And we all have to identify, is who is this rose? Is it us? Is it someone else? Is it Iowa? What is it to each individual person, and how will they interpret it? And then the music then, of course, just paints the picture, sets the stage to enhance these beautiful words that Elaine wrote. And then one of the beautiful aspects of getting to work with youth choirs and any choir is the ability to talk through a text and to talk about the meaning of a text and the beauty of coming together and creating something bigger than ourselves. And I think this is a piece that can reach far and wide. It's just a human connection that we all have to really come together. I think that's what's compelling to me about writing choral music, is you find a very meaningful text and you get an opportunity to combine that with the beauty of the human voice. And we get to tell a story, and we get to step away from the ugliness of the world, and we get to create beauty, and we get to offer hope, and we get to offer comfort. And I think those are things that are very timely right now and are consistent throughout choirs anywhere. And I think it's really beautiful that we get to come together and share a really special message and just encourage one another. And I think it's a beautiful opportunity for these choirs to come together and share this message. But I think it's also a wonderful message that choirs throughout the country can also share.
So the Meet the Composer Festival is going to be on April 6th and 7th at the Plymouth Congregational Church in Des Moines. And there'll be a day-long festival on Friday with high school and college-level performers. And that concert is at 7:30 p.m. on Friday. And then on Saturday afternoon, the festival concert is at 3:30 p.m. and features singers 9 through 14, plus the Heartland Youth Choirs. So, Barbara, how can folks get more details and information about getting tickets to this festival?
For getting tickets and more information about the festival in general, they should go to our website, joinhyc.org, and there's a Meet the Composer link, and they can order tickets there. There will also be tickets available at the door.
And then if you happen to have a singer in the family who would like to get involved, how do you go about that?
We have lots of different programming throughout the year in addition to our Meet the Composer Festival. So information about the choir in general for ages 5 through 18, simply go to the same website, joinhyc.org.
Thanks for today's Meet the Composer Festival 2018 on Iowa Public Radio's Iowa Arts Showcase. Goes to IPR's John Pemble, Chris Fenton, and Barney Sherman. And a big thanks to the founder and artistic director of the Heartland Youth Choirs, Barbara Sletto, along with Iowa composer, conductor, festival coach, and educator, Elaine Hagenberg. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.